Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And now joining us, as promised, is the city manager of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
It is a nice morning out there. It's 50 degrees, nice. So it doesn't feel that bad out there. It should be really nice later on today. It's supposed to get up to 58, near 60.
There we go.
In January, and we just had snow a few days ago.
Yep.
So, you know, the weather's just crazy. Well, a few things going on tonight's meeting, and let's go ahead and just go over the agenda real quick.
This is our first meeting for 2020. It will be, besides regular business, there is a grant that we received for impaired driving deterrence program, and that was by the police department. And of course, as you know, anytime we get grants, it saves taxpayers money.
Absolutely, because grants are free, so at least us. So
there's not any old business. We finished up 2019 on December 30th, but this first meeting is where we swear in the new elected commissioners, and that would be Tracy Maxson and Robert York. And we will say goodbye and appreciate their service. They've done a lot for us to Jim Taylor Jr. And Christopher Williams, and they will receive plaques for their service. But you know, on behalf of myself and staff, we appreciate what they've done. This is a volunteer, and it is one of those, they don't get paid. And so it is something pretty special to be in office, but we appreciate their service.
They do it because they love Coffeyville.
That's it.
There you go.
And then after the swearing in of the two new commissioners, I will say Commissioner Doan was reelected for his position, so he'll continue. But then they will select a mayor, and that's done by the commission. And then they will select a vice mayor, and that's done by the commission. And then we will be move on to new business, and it is one of those. We have two applications for the Planning and Zoning Commission Board, and that is Deborah Maples, and one of our commissioners that is going off would like to continue serving, and we appreciate his application, but that'll be for consideration by the commission. And then we'll move on to a resolution that is condemning a property land. And what this is Rails to Trails. It's a piece of property that will go for that pathway. And so we have to go through a procedure in condemning that piece of land so those paths can go through there.
Okay.
And then the next is a resolution for the commission to consideration, and that's our five-year plan for the airport. It is submitted to FAA, and it does these are requests by the airport to improve our airport, and they are considered by the FAA. And then, of course, the city's manager's report, and then we wrap it up. It is one of those that I just want to say that, you know, we had a good 2019. We did some reorganization, and we plan on continuing that in 2020. But we've got a lot of projects coming up, and staff is working very hard to obtain grants, anything possible in 2020. We plan with the direction of the commission to try to turn more things in a positive mode for Coffeyville to grow in the future. We have some plans for that, but it is one of those 2020 will be a very, very busy year for us, and I know for the commission, but we're excited and up for the challenge.
Well, for somebody who's new in town, such as myself, the mayor and the vice mayor will be selected tonight. Will we know who the mayor and the vice mayor will be at the end of the meeting? Or?
Yes, it'll be done. There's first the selection of the mayor. That's done by the city commission. They will vote, and the mayor will be announced. Then they'll go to a nomination in a second for the vice mayor. And then the vice mayor will be chosen. And then they'll take a recess and come back in their positions of vice mayor and mayor. And then the meeting continues on, and it'll be like that until each year at this time. Will be the selection of the mayor and vice mayor.
Okay, so I just, like I said, I'm new to the area, still fairly new to the area. I wasn't sure how that worked, if we would know by the end of the meeting who the mayor and vice mayor would be. So, again, we'll find that out after tonight's meeting as well. So, also, as usual, folks, if they have something that they would like to address the commission, you guys give them a little bit of time to do that, correct?
You bet. And we welcome public comments. We do understand that, of course, we appreciate the positive, but we do understand that there's some negative concerns once in a while. And the thing is we can't get better unless we hear those concerns. We strive to improve ourselves and to take care of the citizens. Sometimes that isn't possible. But please come if you have a concern. We welcome you, and that's part of the democratic process. And the commission, I know, listens to what the citizens have to say.
And I know sometimes people, they like to bring up, you know, everybody likes to bring up 11th Street for whatever reason. And it, obviously that is not completely in the city's hands, because that's what, 90% KDOT and 10% the city of Coffeyville?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like we can only do what they want to do out there. So hopefully it'll dry up and they'll get to work on that a little bit more. So again, the meeting tonight at 6:30. And how can people get to the commission meeting?
Commission is, if you need assistance, over on the east side of the building, there's a ramp down to a single door. You do not have to go up steps, but go down to the ramp, enter, and if you'll turn to your left, you'll see a elevator. And if you'll take that to the second floor, the commission room is on the second floor, and please come on in. We start at 6:30.
That's right. Open to the public starting at 6:30 tonight. The Coffeyville City Commission, the first one of 2020. Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in, as you do every time we you guys have a meeting, and discussing what's happening tonight. So, again, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, and it's always great to be here.
It's always good to have you here. Let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to have Fox News at the top of the hour right after this. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.